You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 109. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right, we're going to have a little conversation about taking out the trash.
Not such a bad thing, Barley. You're generally pretty good on taking out the trash when it comes to household stuff.
I like that. Yes, I am pretty good. It's interesting, though, because taking out the trash is really a metaphor for something a little bit bigger than what's happening. So often, your clients are going to come to you and they're going to have a complaint about somebody else. It could be their partner, it could be their parents, it could be their kids, it could be their neighbor. But let's just use the partner kind of situation now. So a lot of times people will come and they will start to share with you why their partner's annoying them. And often it's sort of like taking out the trash. They never take out the trash and I can't believe it. And I've asked them several times and it's just piled up in the corner. And don't they know they're supposed to take out the trash? We have an agreement and I'm just up in arms.
Up in arms.
Up in arms, right? So the interesting thing is, as a coach, you know, if you were to sit there and go, well, what kind of boundaries do you need to set around taking out the trash? Or how could you have a conversation with them about taking out the trash? That's not really getting to the thing behind the thing. Because when a client comes to you and they're upset about the trash, it's what is the story that they are making up about why the person isn't taking out the trash?
It's not really about the trash.
It isn't, right? So a lot of this then is to say, what do you take it to mean when they don't take out the trash? Right? And then you're going to find out the real deal. They don't respect me. They don't value the contributions that I make. They don't honor their agreements. They're lazy. There's some made up story when the truth of the matter is they maybe forgot, or maybe they are lazy. Maybe they don't value you, but maybe it's something that's just not a high priority to them. So the interesting thing is the coaching is not about how do we resolve the trash issue in the client's house. It's how do we help the client understand what story are they attaching to the trash that has nothing to do with the trash at all.
Yeah, this is, it's funny, Jen, this is the one of the biggest things too, because so many people can relate to the whole trash thing. And, you know, when you think about it, trash, metaphorically speaking, it has jacked up so many relationships because people think it's about the trash and it's never about the trash. But it's about taking the step back and understand what does the trash really mean, right? What does the trash really represent? And if we can get people to have conversations about that, that's where the shifts actually happen.
I love it. It's MSU at its finest. Right? So we attach a meaning to why somebody does something or doesn't do something. Then we get upset about that meaning that we've created. The other person doesn't even know what's going on. And so it's about how do we as coaches help our clients understand what's really happening and what is it that you're making up about it? And now what do you want to do that you know it?
You know, with that meaning piece of it, it's nothing has meaning but the meaning we give it. And if you could really remember that when you're jacked up about something, that you just gave something the meaning, and being able to take that step back from that meaning and say, all right, so what's another meaning I can give this? And what's another meaning I can give this? And what's another meaning I can give this?
I love it. So next time you or your clients are upset about the trash, you got to remember, it has nothing to do with the trash.
See you next time, everybody. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
you're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.